This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. EPA to block truck inspections. Revis teams up with CAFB on immigration push. Canadian Trade Minister in D.C. EPA moves to block California truck inspections. The U.S. EPA is proposing to partially disapprove California's heavy-duty inspection and maintenance program known as the Clean Truck Check. The rule adopted by the Air Resources Board began requiring heavy-duty trucks in 2023 to undergo periodic emission testing when operating in the state, even if the vehicles are registered elsewhere. EPA said it would approve the requirements for in-state vehicles, but reject the state's bid to apply them to trucks registered out of state or out of country. Administrator Lee Zeldin argued the mandate violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause and intrudes on foreign affairs, noting only the federal government has authority over international matters. The agency's proposal opens a 30-day comment period once published in the Federal Register. Dems, well, California lawmakers blasted the decision. Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff said the move undermines California's climate leadership and favors fossil fuel interests over public health. In a joint statement, they charged that California has proven that you can significantly improve air quality while driving the economy forward. Well, in case you missed it, the dispute adds to ongoing battles between California and federal officials over the state's aggressive climate policies. The Justice Department earlier this month sued to halt California's enforcement of truck emissions agreements, while Congress and the Trump administration have overturned three state waivers on clean vehicle rules. Revis Farm Bureau back immigrant farm workers. Assembly Speaker Robert Revis joined forces with California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, urging support for immigrant farm workers as essential contributors to the agriculture supply chain. In a joint New York Times opinion piece published yesterday, the duo emphasizes that nurturing this workforce is crucial for maintaining the stability and affordability of the U.S. food supply. They spotlight the paradox of treating hardworking immigrant farm laborers as criminals, warning that such policies endanger both crop production and food prices in households nationwide. The authors advocate for a humane bipartisan solution, including expanded legal pathways and protections for undocumented migrant farm workers to safeguard farm workers while preserving the resilience of the domestic agriculture sector. In their call to action, Revis and Douglas underline the broader implications of immigration enforcement. Disruptions to the labor supply can ripple into economic volatility, disproportionately affecting regions reliant on agriculture. They call for federal and state leaders to partner in crafting inclusive, pragmatic policies that bolster both worker rights and food security. Canadian Trade Minister in D.C. today to see Lutnick. Dominic LeBlanc, the Canadian official responsible for overseeing trade with the U.S., coming to Washington today to meet with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The meeting comes after Prime Minister Mark Carney said Friday he was lifting retaliatory tariffs to match exemptions included in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in an effort to jumpstart U.S. trade talks with the U.S. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maryland Health Department says no risk from screwworm case. The Maryland resident who had a case of New World screwworm has recovered, that according to the Maryland Department of Health. The investigation confirmed there is no indication of transmission to any other individuals or animals, the agency says in a statement. Currently, the risk to public and animal health in Maryland from this introduction is very low. The lack of communication from health officials about infection angered at least one cattlemen's group. RCAF USA cited a Reuters report quoting an email from a beef industry executive who said, "We remain hopeful that since awareness is currently limited to industry representatives and state veterinarians, the likelihood of a positive case being leaked is low, minimizing market impact." The Maryland Health Department statement said it had investigated the matter in coordination with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, USDA, the Maryland Department of Agriculture, and local and state partners. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. EPA planning to respond to organophosphate petition, court told. EPA says it plans to respond to environmental groups' request to cancel registrations for 13 organophosphate insecticides within the next few years, that according to a court filing. Several environmental groups in 2021 submitted a petition requesting EPA cancel registrations for 15 organophosphates they say may harm public health. The groups filed a lawsuit in June seeking a court order requiring the agency to issue, quote, a full and final response for 13 of these. The agency aims to address the claims for most of the challenged organophosphates next year, though its response to claims over one substance, Fosamet, will be done in conjunction with a registration review that has yet to come out, that according to court documents. EPA workload. Well, Edward Messina, the director of EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs, told the court that in addition to 13 of the substances challenged in the case, the agency must also conduct registration reviews for 786 other pesticides by next October. USDA must prepare EIS on rangeland spraying for grasshoppers and crickets. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has to take a new approach to spraying of rangelands to control grasshoppers and Mormon crickets, a federal judge has affirmed. In an order addressing violations of the National Environmental Policy Act, U.S. District Judge Marco Hernandez gave APHIS 2 years to complete a full environmental analysis of the 17-state program. The judge order confirms that APHIS has a legal duty to use integrated pest management, an approach to manage pests that combines multiple strategies to minimize economic, health, and environmental risk, a Center for Biological Diversity news release said. The group brought the lawsuit with the Xerces Society of Invertebrate Conservation. Here's today's final word. Wind doesn't work. They started to use solar panels that took over the land all over the Midwest where the farmers said, "What happened to my land?" They'd have a 10-mile by 10-mile solar field that they couldn't farm. The most valuable farming land in the world, probably the most vibrant in the world. And they put solar panels all over the place. It's ridiculous. A big, massive black field of solar that comes out of China, all plastic, all comes out of China. That President Donald Trump discussing energy at the White House during a visit by the South Korean president. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announcing cutbacks in solar funding for 2 rural development programs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.